Today's daf is Brachas Daf Mem Gimel, and we are about 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzor Aviza. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph was discussing some of the basic halachos related to the Suda. One of the things the Mishnah said was Berech Alapas. If somebody sits down to eat a meal, he washes on bread, he makes an amoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, if he later eats a parperes, he won't have to make a bracha on the parperes. Ala parperes, if however he makes a bracha on the parperes, loy poter es hapas. The bracha that he makes on the parperes doesn't work for the bread, meaning he'll have to make an amoitzi lechem min ha'aretz on the bread. B'shamay oimrim, b'shamay said, afloy maisa kedera. So what exactly is the parperes in the Mishnah? So number one, the parperes was some type of appetizer. It wasn't considered to be the integral part of the meal. Being that it wasn't the integral part of the meal, it's not so clear whether the bracha that you make on the bread should pater the parperes, or whether it shouldn't. And it's for that reason there seems to be some sort of machloikis here between the Chachomim and Beishameh, as we'll see a little bit better in the Gemara. Another thing that's not clear in the Mishnah is what bracha was the parperes, or what exactly was it? Meaning, what was this parperes? It's a mezoinis, it's a adoma, it's a shahakol. So the way the Achronim understand Rashi, it would seem that the parperes was pasabo bekisnin, meaning the bracha is a mezoinis. However, on some level, it's a pas. And it's for that reason there was a havamina that maybe if you made a bracha on the parperes, being that it is pas, it should somehow pater the pas itself. It says the Mishnah, Berech ala pas, pater as a parperes, ala parperes, loy pater as a pas. And Beishamai says, afloy maisa gedera. So the Gemara begins with an Iboyelu who tried to understand Shitas Beishamai a little bit better. Iboyelu, Beishamai aresha pligi, oidilma asefa pligi. Beishamai said, afloy maisa gedera. Was he going back on the resha? Berech ala pas, pater as a parperes, or was he going on the seifa? Ala parperes, loy pater as a pas. And the Gemara explains. The Kama Tanakama, Berech ala pas, pater as a parperes. The Tanakama said, if you make a bracha on bread, you don't have to make a bracha now on the pas of Abakisnin. If the bracha on the pas works for the parperes, it's certainly going to work for the maisa kedera. Why is it a kolshkein? The parperes is an appetizer. The maisa kedera is one of the meals. So as a result, it makes more sense that the bracha would pater the maisa kedera than the parperes. So if it paters the parperes, certainly it paters the maisa kedera. And it's on that, Beishamai argues, pas. That's poshit, that the pas doesn't work to pater the parperes. Shammai says a chiddush that it could be when you bench hamoitz, or when you make a hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, the bracha on the pas doesn't work even for the core part of the meal. So if you can eat a maisa kedera later, you would have to make a bracha on the maisa kedera. Meaning Beishamai is saying an unbelievable chiddush. He's going back on the resha. Oidum says the Gemara Seifa pligi. Maybe Beishamai was really going in the Seifa. The Seifa said diktoni berach ala parperes leipater as a pas, and it's mashma pas with leipater of a maisa kedera pater. So the bracha that he made in the parperes doesn't work for the pas. The parperes is pasabal bekistin, it's a mezoinus. The pas amoitzi lachem in aretz. So the bracha on the parperes won't work for the pas. A maisa kedera, which is also a mezoinus potter. Also Bishami lemeimer. Maybe that's what Bishami is coming to argue with. And say, afilu maisa kedera nami loy potter. That the bracha on the parperes not only doesn't work for the pas, but it doesn't even work for the maisa kedera. And the Gemara says, teiku. What's a little interesting with this Gemara is we have a Gemara, albeit a small Gemara, that's discussing Shitas Beis Shammai. And usually, the thought is that it doesn't really matter that much what Shitas Beis Shammai is. Because at the end of the day, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. And you're not even allowed to be machmer like Beis Shammai if you want to. It could be even Yechayev Misa if you're machmer like Beis Shammai. So we have an Iboyelu, Teiku. So what's this whole Iboyelu and Teiku as it relates to Shitas Beis Shammai? Just one Ha'ara, and that is Teiku means Tishbi Yetaritz Kushis V'Yabayas. We know that the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, B'Shem Darizal and other Sfarim, that even though the halacha is like Bisul, not like Bishamah, but that's only now. Lasud Lavoy, when Mashiach's going to come, then the halacha is going to be like Bishamah. So the concept of a teiku, of a tishbi yitarets kushes v'aboyes, as it relates to Beis Shammai, actually does make sense. The Iboilu, who is maybe not what the halacha is now, but the Iboilu is what's the halacha going to be. And fakert, we don't have to know now. We have to know when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, we will know. It's a teiku. Tishbi yitaris kushis ve'abayas. Hoyu yoishvin, kol echad ve'achod. So the Mishnah said, the last line in the Mishnah, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. If a group of people are sitting together. So the halacha is kolechen mevarich la'atzma. Each person comes to making the birchas hanenin. He has to make his own bracha. Hesevo, if however they were reclining, they were sitting behesevo, as in the leil haseder, then the halacha is echa mevarich lekulon. One person could be moitzi everybody else. The point of the Mishnah, it's going to be the topic of the next little chunk of the daf, is that although when it comes to brachas, we know one person can be moitzi somebody else. There's a concept of shemei ka'ayna. There's a concept of arvus kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. But you see in the Gemara that regarding birchas hanehenin, a bracha that you make on food, it's not so simple that Reuven can make a bracha to be moitzi Shimon. And the only time that halacha is true is if it's deemed that Reuven and Shimon are eating together. So if they're together eating, then the halacha is one person can be moitzi somebody else. But just randomly for one person to be moitzi somebody else with a birchas hanehenin, it seems it's not so clear. Again, the Gemara will go through this a little bit more. We'll see some of the details. But that's the basic halacha. So the question is, what's considered eating together? Meaning, if two people are sitting at the same table and eating, does that mean they're eating together, or maybe they're both eating, punked, on the same table? So the Mishnah gives a little bit of a definition. If they're just sitting, then kolecha mevarich la'atzma, because we look at it as each person is doing his own thing. Hesevo, if they're sitting behesevo, that creates some level of kvius. So now they're together, bechabura. Oh, in that instance, echad, one person can be moitzi somebody else. Says the Gemara, it's mashma, hesevo in, lo yesevo loy, right? The Mishnah is pretty straightforward. That if they're sitting together, one person can't be moitzi the other. If they're behesevo, then you can't. Brimid, I'll ask you, kach from a braisa, asor shah yo, there were 10 people that were traveling together. They sit down to break bread. Even if they're eating from the same loaf of bread, each person has to make his own bracha. The fact that they're eating from the same bread doesn't mean anything. Each person has to make his own bracha. Yoshvu lechol, if they sat down to eat, meaning they weren't traveling, but they sat down to eat, even if each person has his own sandwich, it doesn't matter. One person can be invited to somebody else. Now, what do you see from here? That sometimes you can be invited, sometimes you can't be moitzi. But what's the determining factor? Are you moving? You're traveling? Or you sat down? Now, it doesn't say anything about hesebo. So the Gemara says, "Ktanu yashvu afal pishloi hesebo." The Braisa would seem to be a steer to our Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak going to Amri nezel v'nechol lachma beduch plan. The Braisa is talking about where the oivim was sitting, but before they sat down, they made up that the next rest stop, we're going to pull over, there's some picnic benches there, and that's where we're going to eat. Where they make up that we are going to eat in that place, when they sit there, we look at it as if they're eating bikvias. I mean, two people sitting, they're just casually sitting. They're doing their own thing. When is it considered a kvias? When they're behesebo. Alternatively, there's another way it could be considered a kvias. It could be considered a kvias because they were kaideya. They made up that they were going to eat in a certain place. So it's not hesebo, not hesebo. It's what hesebo represents. Hesebo represents some level of kvias. We're eating together. When we're eating together, one person can be made to somebody else. There's other ways to get to the same place. If they say nezel v'necho lachmo beduch plon, that accomplishes the same thing. Yinoch nafshi derav. The Gemara says when Rav passed away, azlu talmidav basrei. The Talmidim, obviously, they participated in the Levaya. Ki Hadri, when they were on their way back from the Levaya of Rav, Amri, they said, Nezav Nechman Lachman Nahar Dank. Let's sit down by Nahar Dank. Let's break bread. Basat the Karki, after they ate, Yasvi Vekami Boilu, they weren't sure regarding Bracha. Should one person make the bracha and be moitzi everybody else? Or does each person have to make the bracha? What was the shailah? Hesevu davka tanan av yoshvu loy. The Mishnah says that if they sat behesevu together, then the halacha is one person can be moitzi somebody else. Oidilma, or perhaps, I mean, and they weren't behesevu. So being that they weren't behesevu, they're on the way back from Rav's Levaya. So they weren't sitting behesevu, so maybe one person can't be moitzi everybody else. Oidilma, or what was the other side? Kiven nami nezel v'nechel rifto beduchto planiso. Or maybe being that they had made up that they were going to eat where? On the dunk by that river, also that in itself is a kvios, is kesebo dami. So the marshal, they have a biyadai. They didn't know the halacha. Come Rav Adam Rahava. So Rav Adam Rahava was one of Rav's Talmidim, got up, ahadur karu lachari, the kara kriya achrino. So Talmidim of Rav had all rice kriya on their Rebbe. And now that they realized how much they missed their Rebbe, so Rav Adam Rahava went and he raised another kriya, Omar, and he commented, he said, Noch nafshe de Rav. Rav passed away, ubirchas mezoino loy gamrino. We learned so little from our Rebbe that we don't even know the laws of Birchas Hamazon. You think this is such a basic halacha and we would have known it? This is how little we were zoicha to get from our Rebbe. And they were sitting around and they didn't know what to do. Ada asa hu saba. Hu saba came. who's a husabas, a Tosfos says in many places it's Eliyahu Hanavi. Romelu Masnis and Abraisa. He came and he asked Akasha, a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. Our Mishnah and the Braisa that the Gemara discussed. Asorish Oyu Mahalkam Aderech. Vishonalu, when he answered the stira the way the Gemara answered it. That Kivin Amri Nezim and Echolachma Baduch Planke Sebudami. So they told him, no, you made up to sit at Nahar Dank. So the halacha is that one person is going to be Moitzi everybody else. I saw in the Sefer Magid Taluma from the Bnei Yisoschar. That's his Sefer on Masechtas Brachas. So he says that Eliyahu Navi came, Ramaluhu Masnisen Abraisa, he came with a whole Shtekel Torah. Why do you have to come with a Shtekel Torah for? Why couldn't he just say what the halacha was? So he said, this is a raya to what the Chasam Sofer says in the Tshuva, and Rav Tzvi Yosef Chayes says as well, and that is the idea that Eliyahu Navi, even though he knows everything, but he can't just come and feed us halachas, because Torah is loy b'shamayim bi. The only time Eliyahu Navi, or any Navi for that matter, is allowed to teach us halacha, is if he buys it, if he proves it, he comes like a Talmud Chacham, like a Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, then he has a right to do it. But as a Navi, just Tishbi Yataris Kushes Ve'abayis, yeah, that's loss of love maybe. But he can't come now and just give us halachas without the information that supports it, that's behind it. So just to come and say the halacha, they wouldn't have been able to be makabel from him. Being that he was Romile, Masnisen, Abraisos, he came with a whole shtickle Torah, so it wasn't Eliyahu the Navi as much as it was Ahusab Eliyahu the Talmud Chacham, and that's why they were able to be Makabal. He Sevu, Echon Mevarch, Omer Rav, Rav said, Loishonu, this halacha, the halacha that says that if people are sitting together, one person can't be Moisi, everybody else. If they're Behesebo, then he can't. So Rav said, this halacha was only said regarding bread. Loishonu Alapas. The Boy Hesebo, Avliyayin Loi Boy Hesebo. Wine doesn't require Hesebo, meaning wine, one person be moitzi others, even if it's not pesach. Rabbi Yechon says, "I feel yainami by yasef." No, it's halacha shuv for wine as well. Ikedam, we saw had a different version in this machloikis. Amar Rav said, "Leishonu al pasta mahanyu leyasef." It's only by bread that hasebe works. Avol yain loy mahanyu leyasebe. But as it relates to wine, hasebe doesn't work. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, "I feel yainami mahanyu leyasef." Even for wine, hasebe is going to work. So in both versions, Rabbi Yechon is saying the same thing, and that is that the halacha of the Mishnah was said regarding bread. It was said regarding wine as well. Where the two versions of the Gemara differ is regarding Shitas Rav. In the first Lishna of the Gemara, Rav said, Yayin loy boyi hasebo. One person can be moitzi somebody else with a bracha and yayin even without hasebo, meaning Yayin is more kuladik. In the second Lishna of the Gemara, what Rav said was, Yayin loy mahanya le hasebo. Even if there's hasebo, it's not going to work, says the Gemara. Meisave, Akasha. Both on the first Lishna of the Gemara and on the second Lishna of the Gemara. Kate said, say there, say, but so what did a meal look like once upon a time? So people would go into a room and they would wait, the guests would, until they were invited into the main banquet. So when they were in this room, they'd be sitting on chairs and on benches. So what did they do? First, water was brought to them. They would wash one hand. Then they would get a glass of wine. And each person would make his own bracha. So they would wash one hand, they would give it a glass of wine, they would drink the wine. So why did they wash one hand? So Rashi says, it was for the hand in which they were going to be drinking this glass of wine. For some reason, they had to wash it. But Rashi doesn't give a reason why they had to wash it. Tosfos adds, b'pnei kovid habracha. Because it's not covered before you make a bracha to make a bracha with a dirty hand. So they would wash one hand. They held the glass of wine in that hand. Why were they washing the hand? For the covered of the bracha. But the point is, and this is the punchline that we're going to need, when they came time to make a bracha, called echad ve'echad, each person made his own bracha. Okay, hold that thought. Then they went into the main room. In the main room, they didn't just sit, they sat behesebo. They got water again. Now, even though they had already washed their hands, or one hand, now they wash both hands, because now they're going to eat bread. They got wine again. Even though they had already each made their own bracha, over here, echad mevarech lekulam. Here there was another bracha, but this time one person made the bracha for everybody else. So initially when they drank wine, they would each make their own bracha when they came to the main banquet. So then, again, they drank wine, but this time one person made the bracha for both of them. Says the Gemara, Heich l'shadam Rav, according to the Lishon of Rav, that lo yishon ala pasta boi yaseba, lo yayin lo boi yaseba, wine doesn't require a seba. Meaning, if there's no seba, one person can be made to everybody else. Kasha resha. Meaning, what's the reason that in the first Lishna, each person made his own bracha, and in the initially they each made their own bracha, and then when they came into the main banquet hall, then they... One person made the bracha for everybody else. What's Pashup Shad? Pashup Shad, you would say, because the first time they weren't Besei, but now they were Besei. That's wonderful in Rabbi Yochanan's world. Where Rabbi Yochanan said the halach of the Mishnah that differentiates between Yeheseba and Oeseba is true for Pas, and it's true for wine as well. But the Kash is according to Rav. How do you understand it? And again, the Gemara breaks it down. According to the Lishon of Rav, that Rav says wine never needs Heseba. Meaning, one person could always make the bracha for everybody else. What's the Kasha? The Resha. So how come when they were in this smorgasbord room, how come over there they each had to make their own bracha? One person could have been mighty, everybody else. So the Gemara says, not a kasha. Shani Orchin did that tayu l'mei akar. The point of when one person can make a bracha for others, again, has nothing to do with Aseba. It has to do with you. Are you in a state of kvias? Orchim are not considered in a state of kvias. So being that they're not considered so much in a state of kvias, certainly when they're in this transient room. So over there, Rav holds that one person could have been might see everybody else. Says the Gemara, the hachlish and amir Rav leshon ala pasta mahani leaseba. According to Loshon, that Rav said that only by bread Aseba works. Avayayin lo mahani leaseba. Kasha seva, kasha is on the seifa. In the seifa, you see that when they were Beheseba, one person was able to be Mubarak for everybody else. I thought by wine a Seba doesn't work. The Gemara gives a Pash to Teret. Shadi Hasam, the Migudu come, Mahani Le Seba the Pas, Mahani Le Seba the Yayin. What's the reason, again, Heseba doesn't work for Yayin? What would be the Svara? Because even Beheseba, it's not considered a Kvias. But over here, they were the Kvias. Because this Heseba wasn't for the wine. It was for the past. So once they were Beheseba for the past, and that's for sure a kvius, so why shouldn't that kvius carry itself over for the yayin as well, says the Gemara. Bolehem yayin b'toich ha-mazay. So the Mishnah then spoke about what happens when wine comes during the meal. Kol echad ve'echad mevarich la'atzma. Each person should make his own bracha. Acher ha-mazayin, echad mevarich la'kula. One person should make a bracha for everybody else. Even though the Mishnah didn't talk about wine, one person being mitzi, others with regards to the halacha of Eseba, that's why it was a machloikis rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Gemara that we just learned. But the Gemara did talk about sometimes Echad was mevarich l'kulam by Yayin, sometimes not. But the Mishnah had a different determining factor. The Mishnah said, the Yayin betoich ha-mazoin, each person made his own bracha. The Yayin of la'achra ha-mazoin, Echad was mevarich l'kulam. So the Gemara says, Shalu is ben Zayim. They asked Ben Zayim, as they often did. Mipnei ma amru bolehem yayin betoich ha-mazin kol echad ve'echad mevarich la'atzmai. La'achar ha-mazin echad mevarich l'kulam. What's Pashup Shad in the Mishnah? Amar lehem, he told him, hoyo ve'eh pesa b'liya panui. The reason is that, the way it's machlik is Rashi and Tosfos, but the way Rashi learns the Gemara, is that when you're eating, so it's hard to concentrate on a person making a bracha. So you tell them, make your own bracha, because you're probably not going to be paying attention to the person that's making a bracha while you're eating. As a result, you should do your own thing after the meal, so then you can concentrate. But in the middle of the Suda, in Besa Bliya Panoi, the point is that you're focusing on your food. If you're focusing on the food, you're not going to have kavana to be yoytze the bracha with this person that's making the bracha. Then the Mishnah says, after they finished the meal, what came next? Then they brought out the besamim. So this is a minig that somehow got lost over the millennia. But once upon a time, at the end of the meal, they would bring out something that resembled k'tiris, something that smelled really, really good, and they would make a bracha on it. Bayre mine besamim, bayre atze besamim. The Gemara is going to get into the sum of the detail. And the Mishnah said that v'hu oimer ala mugbar, the person that benched, he was the one that made the bracha on the besamim, and he was mighty everybody else. Says the Gemara, interesting idea. Midik tani v'hu oimer ala mugbar, michal de'ika adif mine. I mean, the Mishnah seems to be saying, that whoever benched makes this bracha, who else should make it? I mean, even if there's someone that's more chashev, someone that you would think that that's the person really that should make the bracha, doesn't matter. It's the one that benched, he's the one that makes the bracha on the mugmar. So skip the next line. Misayei alei l'rav. This supports something Rav said. Amar Rav Chiva Rashi, Amar Rav, anoitu yadav t'chila b'achreinu. Whoever washes my achreinu first, hu mezum of the bracha. He's supposed to be the one that leads the benching. So you see, there's an idea that whoever starts this process of the ending of the meal, He should finish it. Hamaschul b'mitzvah oimrim legmar. Such an idea. So you do the you're first for my machroinim. You're first for benching, and then if after the benching you're going to make a bracha on the besamim, so you're the one that's going to make the bracha on the besamim as well. Rabbi Rabbi Chia, Yasek made the Rabbi. Rabbi Rabbi once in front of Rabbi besudas during a meal. Amalei Rabbi the Rav. So Rabbi told Rav. Rav was a talmud of Rabbi. So Rabbi told. So was Rabbi Chia. He said, "Kum mashi yadcha." So go wash your hand. Chazid avakomartis. So Rav got a little upset, meaning when he heard that Rebbe told him to wash his hands, so it looked as if Rav felt, what, my hands are dirty? Like he took it as if his Rebbe was telling him, like a little Musa. Amalei, Rav Chia. So Rav Chia told Rav, bar pachsi, ayin bebirchas mezoina kamali. He's not telling you to wash your hands because he thinks your hands are dirty. He's not giving you Musa. He just wants you to wash my machreinim because he wants you to be the one that's going to lead the benching. Maybe it was the humility of Rav. It was the anova of Rav that Rav didn't think that he's the one. Either way, Amar Abzeira, Amar Rav Bar Yomi, Memes HaMevarchin Al HaReyach. So at what point do you make a bracha on Reyach? So the Gemara is going to discuss different types of things that they brought for Reyach. So today when we think of a Berchus HaReyach, you think of the Besamim that you have when you make Havdalah. But apparently it was a little bit more of a production once upon a time. So they would bring out certain woods and certain things that smell really good, some of the Samimonic Torahs as we're going to see. And they would light a fire, smoke would come up, it smelled really good. There was a really good yishmaka aroma that permeated the room. And they would make a bracha on it. So the Gemara says, at what point are you supposed to make that bracha? Says the Gemara, Mishetala Timrasai. When the column of smoke rises, as the smoke starts rising, that's when you make the bracha. Amalei Rav Zeira the Rav Bar Yirmiyo, V'alei Ka'arach. So the smoke is going to come up and begin to rise even before you smell the really, really good smell. So could you make a bracha on the reyach before the reyach? On Malay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya told Rabbi Zeira, what do you mean? Don't we do that whenever we eat? Ulitameich, hamoitzei lechem min ha'aretz, demavarech. You always make a bracha before you eat. It's the same thing. Either way, that's when you would make the bracha. Amar Abchi Breid, Rab Abba Bar Nachmeni, Amar Abchizda Amar Rav. V'amid Amar Abchizda Amar Zairi. Kol ha-mugmaros mevarchen aleihem b'irei atzei besamim. All of these mugmaros, all this incense that was used, so the bracha that would make was Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam b'irei atzei besamim. And the reason is because there was wood as part of the besamim. The wood was burning. So you acknowledge the wood by saying Baruch Boirei Atzei Besamim. Chutz, there's an exception. Mi Mushk, Shemin Chayahu, also known as Musk, Shemavarchin Olav, Boirei Mine Besamim. Over there, the bracha wasn't Boirei Atzei Besamim, Brad was Boirei Mine Besamim. The reason is because musk, it comes from an animal. It's an animal byproduct, it's not wood. So if it's not wood, you're not going to make the bracha. Bari atzei b'sam. Meitzvei freit the Gemara. Is that true? Hey, mevarchem bari atzei b'sam. Mela ala farsamayin shabayis Rebbe. Vala farsamayin. So beis hakesar. The only time you make the bracha of atzei b'samim is if it's something like, not Dafka Rashi says, but something similar to the Afar Samoin of Beis Rebbe, the Afar Samoin of Beis Kesar, Vala Hadash Shabachal Mokoy. So apparently these, the Kesar, this is the Roman Caesar, and Rebbe, who the Gemara says, his table looked very much like the table of the Roman Caesar. Right? The Gemara says that Rebbe and Antoninus, like Pasach Mi'al Shulchanon, they had all the shmak of foods at all times. It didn't matter if it was the summer season or the winter season. Tznoin Chazeres, Rashi brings it in Parashas Toldos. It's a Gemara Masach Tzavadzor. They always had everything that they needed. Right? Tosa asks Akasha that Rebbe said, B'shas P'tirasa, he picked up his 10 fingers and he said he wasn't Nena from this world. Afilu Ke'etz Bektan. Right? Rebbe was a tremendous Gvir. Rebbe was Torah V'gdula B'makom Echad. The Gemara says there were three people that were Torah V'gdula B'makom Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Ravashi. We always speak out the Torah Chayim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Ravashi have in common? Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah Shabiksav. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, and Ravashi wrote the Gemara. Torah Chayim says in Masechet Sanhedrin that in order to be able to compile and to create something as impressive as a chelik of Torah, it wasn't enough for the person to have Torah. He had to have gedula as well. He had to protect it. There had to be money. It was something that required gedula. Rebbe Rav Ashi and Moshe Rabbeinu were Torah v'gedula b'makom echad. But the point is, Rebbe was Torah v'gedula, and the Gemara says his table looked like Dula. And Tosa asks Akasha, I thought Rebbe picked up his 10 fingers and said he wasn't Netzpa from this world. I feel like that's what that. Here the Gemara says, when it came time to make the besamim, they brought out a whole tree. Right, that's the whole point. The only time you make the brach of Atzi besamim is the Afar Samoin shall base Rebbe, and the Afar Samoin shall base Akasha. Can you imagine Rebbe's table looked like the table of the Roman Caesar? So what does that mean? That's like Nana. I feel like that's Bektana. So Tosfos says you have to say that Rebbe himself didn't have ano. Oichle shulchanoi hayim merubim, says Tosfos. And the guests that used to come to Rebbe's house, for them it was an experience. Rebbe himself, he wasn't nena afilu ke'etzpektana. But it doesn't mean that Anshe Beisoy, and certainly his guests, the people that used to come, used to be mechabed them in a tremendous way. But the point is that you see, for me, you don't always make a bracha of atzei besamim. That's the mesavei. Again, Amar Rabchi Breda, Rabba Abba Rabbanach Meni, Amar Rabchiz Dome, Rav Amilo, Amar Rabchiz Dome Zairi. He said, on all mugmarais, you make the atzei besamim, with the exception of the one that comes from an animal. Okay, musk, that comes from an animal. Then you don't make the atzei besamim because it's not etzim. It doesn't come from a tree. What do you mean? I thought the only time you acknowledge the eitz is if there's like a whole tree there. If it's dafar semen shel eitz rebbe shel beis hakeser. The Gemara says, great kasha. Tiyufta. Amali Rav Chizda Rav Yitzchak. Hay mishcha dafar semen. So mishcha is the oil that comes from the afar semen. It's the oil that comes out of the tree. May mevarchin ilaveh. So we said on the tree itself, you for sure make a bari atzei besamim. What about the oil that comes from it? So he told the Hachem Rav Yehuda, Boirei Shemen Arzeinu. So Rav Yehuda said, you want to know which bracha you make? The bracha you make is Boirei. Hashem created the oil of Arzeinu. Says the Gemara, Amalei. So Rav Chizda told Rav Yitzchak, don't bring me rayas for Rav Yehuda. Bar Mineid Rav Yehuda, the Chaviv Alei Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda had a tremendous chavivus for Eretz Yisrael. And that's why his negius led him to think that when you make this bracha, you should say a boirei shemen arzeinu. But lukuli al-mamai, this is not the halacha for everybody else. What kind of bracha are we supposed to make? Amalesa, he told him, Halacham, Rabbi Yechanan said, boirei shemen arev. Arev miloshen arevus. Sweet. Svaharevna. So he said, you should make a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu created very, very sweet oil. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Hay kesharto. Mevorchen ilavei. Boirei atzei besamim. On kesharto, it's a certain spice. Which spice? So Rashi says, it's koisht. Koisht of keteris fame. It's one of the samamani keteris. So if somebody has koisht, that's what they're using for spices after the meal. So the bracha you make is a boirei atzei besamim. Avom mishcha kevisha loy. But if somebody would take the koisht, and he would immerse it in oil, so then you wouldn't make the bracha, because being that the koish is inside the oil, so you don't make the atzei besamim. You can't see the wood itself. You don't see the atzei part, so you don't make the atzei besamim. Rav Kana said, I feel a mishcha kevisha. No, even if it's immersed in oil, still you make that bracha. Av a mishcha techin aloy. If it's ground, however, and it's inside the oil, then you wouldn't make the bracha of atzei besamim. Ardai said, I feel a mishcha techino, even if a mishcha techino you will. Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. So the Gemara says that what bracha do you make on the oil of afar samay? So afar samay, that's like the spitz. But what about the oil that comes from the afar samay? So Rav Yehuda said you should make a boirei shemen arzeinu. So Rav Chizda said, yeah, that's a good bracha for Rav Yehuda. Bar mine, that's maybe for Rav Yehuda, the chaviv alei Eretz Yisrael. But lekuli alma mai, Rav Yehuda had such a chaviv alei Eretz Yisrael. But what about us? I think this Gemara is a pella. I looked around a little bit to try to find anyone that asks this kasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. It's also Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Rab Abba have a Kamishnami Minedi Rab Yehuda. Rab Abba was trying to avoid Rab Yehuda. Rab Abba was a Talmud Rab Yehuda and he was trying to avoid him. Daf Kaboy Lameis Aklarit Yisrael. Because Rab Abba wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. For the Omer, so why was he trying to avoid Rab Yehuda? The Omer Rab Yehuda. Because Rab Yehuda said, Kola Oyla Mi Bavala Eretz Yisrael, Oyver Basse. If somebody wants to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, if you go, you can't. You're over by saying Shenema Bavelu Yuvo. The Shama Yiu Ad Yom Pachti Oysam No Mashem. It's a pasuk. Can you hear me? A pasuk that's referring to the Kelim and Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yehuda said a tremendous chiddush. It means that the Yidden went to Golus Bavel. They had a remainder Ad Yom Pachti Oysam No Mashem. We spoke at some raid on this not so long ago. A lot of raid on it long ago. But the point is Rabbi Yehuda held Kala Oyla Mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael over by saying the Gemara says it in Ksuvus regarding Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was also talking about Rabbi Yehuda. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He had to avoid Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda held, Kol Oyla Mi Bavel Le'eretz Yisrael, Oyver Baasei. Here we have two Gemaras where Rabbi Yehuda held a Yid is not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's Chaviv Le'eretz Yisrael. Don't bring rayas that Rabbi Yehuda makes the bracha Boir Hashem and Arzeinu. Rabbi Yehuda is this unbelievable chayv of tzi, and he loves Eretz Yisrael. Don't bring rayas from Rabbi Yehuda. What about everybody else? Rabbi Yehuda holds kol oilam mibavel Eretz Yisrael. Everybody say some food for thought. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Hi Simlok. So what's Simlok? Rashi says Yasmin, also known as Jasmine. So says the Gemara, Simlok mevarchin ilavei boire atzei besamim. Amarav Chananul Amarav, and the chiddush is that even though it's more of a plant, it's less of a tree, still you make the bracha. Rav Chananul said in the name of Rav, Hani Chilfi Diyama, different plants, Mavarchin Alayu, Bari Yatsi Bisam. Amarav, Zutra Mikra, what's the makar to this? Meaning, it's a plant, it's not a tree. Right, so earlier in the week we had the chita. The chita is called the Itzadas, Rav Yehuda said was a chita. Mara said a chiddush lahalacha regarding that. That's why Bidiyat. But the point is that here, these are plants, they're not trees. So why would it be appropriate to make the bracha of Atzi Bisamim? So Rav Zutra said there's a makar to it. Mikra, the Pasuk says by Rocha v'hi he'losam hagoga, she hid them up. Vatit b'nei b'pishtei ha'etz. Talking about flax, which is a plant, and it refers to it as ha'etz, as wood. So you see, plant, wood, it's according to this drusha, this is the makar to this idea that on different plants you can make a atzei b'sam. Rav Sharshi Amar, hay narkoim, regarding a narkoim. So what's a narkoim? Rashi says, chavatzela sasharei. A rose. So regarding roses, you can make a brach. Oh, so what bracha do you make? The gina nisa, if it's from, it grows in a gina, a gan, a garden, the davra, if it grows out in the wild, bayre isve besom. I'm Rav Sheshes, hani sigoli, sigoli of violets. Mavarchin alayu, bayre isve besom. I'm Rav Zutra, hay man de moirech be'esroiga, oy bechavosha. What if somebody smells a good fruit? So what bracha do you make then? Omer baruch shenasan reyach toiv ba'peiros. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Haiman, the nafik b'yamin Nisan. Somebody goes out during Nisan, the chazi lotted to come alav levi, and he sees the trees are starting to blossom, starting to bloom. Omer, you should say, baruch shalichise ba'ilamei klum, u'bara ba'ibriyais toivois, ve'ilanais toivois, lehisnois behem b'nei adam. This is what we know as birchas ha'ilanis. Omer Rav Zutra bar tuvi, Omer Rav Namish, baruch shalichise ba'ilamei klum. How do you know you make a bracha on a reyach? So we have a whole gemara over here about making a bracha on something that smells good. Says the Gemara Minayin, how do you know that you make a birchas hareach shenemar? Gemara says it's learned out from the pasuk. Koila neshama tahalilka. Ezehu davar shaneshama nehenes mimenu ve'inaguf nehenes mimenu. What's an example of something that the neshama has anah from? The guf doesn't have anah from. Heavy oimer zeh hareach. So the reach is a hanah that the neshama has. Thus, koila neshama tahalilka must be referring to that. So we mentioned something Rav Zutra bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, which is very much negay of what we're learning now. So the Gemara is going to digress for a few moments and mention other things that Rav Zutra bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, all have no shaychus to really what we're learning now. One day, the Bachurei Yisrael are going to smell really good. This maybe does have a little shaychus. Like the Levonoi, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Yelchu yon koisav, vihi chazayis hoidai, vireach loy kalavonoi. Yon Kosov, the young children, the Bachurei Yisrael, they didn't do any averis yet. They're gonna smell really good, like the Levon. Kadosh Baruch made it that every person should love his job or hate his job, but the Gemara says everybody should love what they do. Why? Why is that important? It's important because, like this, if everyone would have the same passions in life, so everybody would want to do the same thing, you wouldn't have an oilam kim and hagay oilach. So Hashem made it that different people, this person likes this person likes that. So he does this for a living, he does that for a living, he gets involved in this non for profit, he gets involved in that non for profit, and together it's a machzeh chavel. But if everybody would want to do the same thing, so there'd be things that are missing in the world. Amar Rapapa, so Rapapa said, Haynu damri inchi, this is what people mean when they say, Tlele koira the dover acher, if you would hang a koira, a palm shoot, on the neck of a pig, a dover achav iudi day of it, he's still going to end up doing his own thing. He's going to end up rolling me. That's what he wants to do. So every person has his thing that he wants, and like that, oilam kim and hagay hoilach. V'amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia of Rav. Another thing Rav Zutra bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, avuka kishnayim. So there are certain times where in halacha, a person's not supposed to be by himself. Right? You're not supposed to go out at night by yourself, mazikin, right? There's different halachas that relate to this. So in the context of those halachas, Rav Zutra bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, avuka, if somebody goes out at night, but he's holding a torch, it's kishnayim, it's like two people. V'yoreach, and if the moon is out, it's kishloish, it's like three people. Iboiluhu, avuka kishnayim, b'hadididei, when we say that a torch is like two people, doesn't mean he and the torch together are two, it means that the torch itself is two, which means he plus the torch is going to be three. Tashma, v'yareach kishloish. We said that the yareach is like three. Yeah, b'shloima b'hadi d'day shaper. B'shloima, if when we say that the avuka is like two, it means him plus the avuka is two. So then I understand what yareach kishloish means. He with the avuka and the yareach together is three. L'i, amir l'barmi d'day. But if you're going to tell me the avuka is two even without the person, meaning with him, it's not two, it's three. That means that the yareach plus him plus the avuka is four. Arba lamali, who needs four? Meaning, where in halacha is there an idea that four people are together? V'amamar, Chazal say, le'echo nira umazik. This whole idea of not going out by yourself is because you're worried about mazikin. If one person's walking by himself, the mazik will appear sometimes, and not just that, he made damage. Lishnai, if there's two people, nira will appear, but the ene mazik. Lishloisha ene nira kla, ene nira kalikir. He's not going to be there at all. So if he's not going to be there at all once there's three people, so what's the significance of four people? Must be, there is no significance of four people. And what we're saying, two and three means together with him, Allah, shmamino, avuki kishnai bahati didei shmamino. Something else that Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, and probably the most famous thing that Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav. V'amrila, some say this was Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Om Rav Shem Bechasida. V'amrila, some say it was Rav Yoichanan, Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechai. No yechloi lo adam shei apal asmeh yotech kivshon ha'esh. A person should rather fall into a kivshon ha'esh while yalbim pnei chaver b'rabim. No, how do you know that? Mitama shenemar, he mood says, Tama was willing to give herself up, not to embarrass Yehuda. So you see from there, this idea of noyach loy lo adam sheyapel atzmoy letoich kivshon ha'esh val yalbim pnei chaver b'rabim. If you do a toisvis, a mesach the soita asks, that we know there's three averes that yaharigo val yaver. It sounds like there's four. It's not just three, avoid the zoro, gila ra'ish vichas domim, and noyach loy lo adam sheyapel atzmoy letoich kivshon ha'esh val yalbim pnei chaver b'rabim. And Tais says a little bit of a doich. Tais says true, there really are four. So why do we mention three? Because those three are mefurish, this is not mefurish, and as a result we don't mention this. But the point is really, Tosfos says that really there are four, but it's Yedua that some Rishonim argue with Tosfos' understanding of this halacha. Does that mean a person has to do it? It doesn't say you have to do it. It says noyachloi. It means like that's the preferential thing to do. Meaning ordinarily, a person can't say that I'm going to be a machmer, I'll be a bal nefesh, and somebody says, I'll kill you unless you eat this nevela. No, I'm not eating the nevela. You're not allowed to do that. Meaning the three averes that are yahorig of al yavar, everything else is yavar v'al yehorig. So say some rishonim that the chiddush of noyach loy, the Meiri I think says in the Masechta, so the noyach loy la'adam sheyapal atzmo l'tachkiv shana esh means not that you have to do it, but noyach loy, it's something that you can't do, as opposed to nevela, trade is opposed to everything else. Regardless, it's not yehorig of ayavar in the perfect sense, and maybe that's why it's not listed. Now we know that bimal b'nei chaver b'rabim is very chomer. Right, it's very chomer to be mal b'nei chaver b'rabim. Hamal b'nei chaver b'rabim, in lo chelik lo lam habel. It could be it's yehorig of ayavar. Tais for sure holds it's a regular, full-fledged yehorig of ayavar. What's the makar? Must say it's somewhere in the Torah. How do you know that you're not going to be mal b'nei chaver b'rabim? So it's a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says, "Lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha." Now let it hit your friend bilvavecha. Hoicheach toicheach es amisecha v'lo sisa olavchet. So we know what lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha means. We know what hoicheach toicheach es amisecha means. What does it mean v'lo sisa olavchet? So Rashi in Chumash, Parshas Kedoshim, lo salben as pun of berabim. It's a loisa saying the Torah. Lo salben as pun of berabim. It's learned out from those words. V'lo sisa olavchet. What's the context of it? The context is hoicheach toicheach es amisecha. It's a sif katan. Again, it's something that has nothing to do with hoicheach toicheach es amisecha in a perfect sense. But that's what the Torah says. The Torah says it in the laws of hoicheach toicheach es amisecha to emphasize that sometimes when a person gives mussar, he has to be uber sensitive to make sure that he's not embarrassing the person as he's doing it. Another thing, says the Gemara. If somebody has shemen and hadas in front of him, so he said if you have shemen at the end of the meal, there's a certain bracha you're supposed to make. Shemen artzeinu, shemen arev, hadas. That you make a bari atzei b'samim. So what happens if you have both? You have a shemen and a hadas. You're going to make two brachas. So which bracha should you make first? B'shamay says, mevarich al ha-shemen, v'achar kach mevarich al ha-hadas. First you make the bracha on the shemen. And then you make the bracha on the hadas. But Rizul says, Mevarech ala hadas, vachach mevarech ala Hashem. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, Ani achriya. I'm going to be machriya. Shemen zachinu l'reichem, zachinu l'sichas. Shemen has two purposes. Number one, it smells good. You bring it out for the smell. And also, they used to use shemen as soap, as we saw already. So you have two purposes that you're getting from the shemen. Hadas l'reichoy zachinu l'sichas eloy zachinu. So I think he said it makes sense to do first shemen and then hadas. Whose shita was that? Bishamai. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Ani achriya. I hold you should go like Bishamai. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan halacha kedivrei amachria. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Papa ikla lebe Rav Huna b'reider Rav Iko. Rav Papa was once by Rav Huna, the son of Rav Iko. Aisul kamei Hashem v'hadas. They brought Hashem v'hadas. Shaker Rav Papa baruch hadas bereisho. So Papa went and he took the hadas. The hadas baruch Hashem and he followed by civil. Amra lei. So Rav Huna told him leishavu the man halacha kedivrei machria. You don't hold the halacha like machria. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel who was machria between Bisham and Beisil. Amra lei. So he told him hachia my Rava halacha kebeisil. But the Gemara said v'lohi really the halacha is not like Beisil. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha is like the machria. He did it to try to save face. That's Pashup Shah. But really, that's not what it is. Really, the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Now, why would the halacha be like Beis Shammai here? And why is Rabbi Gamliel being machria like Beis Shammai? What do you mean? There's nothing to be machria. If it's machria Beis Shammai Beis Hill, Beis Shammai Bokeh Beis Hill in a Mishnah. So again, this is within the context of Beis Shammai Beis Hill. This is another Gemara that needs to be understood. Tan Rabban, and if you lift the name Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai, he should hold the oil in his right hand. He should hold the wine in his left. Then mevarich al hashemen v'chayz mevarich al yai. Shmei gebrochan the shemen then on the yai. Bisulim Yisulim says oichus al yai b'minoy. Ves hashemen b'smoyloy mevarich al yai v'chayz mevarich al hashemen. Now when did this happen? When is this taking place? It sounds a little like Avdol. This is actually the end of every meal. Because we saw that after the meal, they brought wine. And after the meal, they brought shemen. So the meal ended, and now it's starting all over again. Right, they're going to bring out the besamim. They're going to bring out the shemen. They're going to bring out another glass of wine. My machroinim is a big deal. So the Gemara says, v'tachai, the next line in the Gemara, you shouldn't try at home. So what do? So now you just wiped your hands with shemen. So how do you clean your shemen? V'tachai b'reish ha-shamish. You call the waiter, you ask him to bend, and you wipe it. Now, if he's a Talmud Chacham, then it's inappropriate. So, Tachem Bekaisel, then you should do it on the wall. Why? Because it's embarrassing for a Talmud Chacham to go out, he's going to be smelled. Pasha, you say, what do you mean? You be Meshamish a Talmud Chacham? You're wiping your hands on the Talmud Chacham? But the Gemara gives a different reason, which is going to segue into the latter part of the daf, which we're going to say for tomorrow, Yetz Hashem. But for now, an exhale with a little bit of rain. So the majority of today's daf dealt with the bracha that you make on besamim. Atzei besamim, the bracha you make on Bayre Shem and Artseinu, Bayre Mine besamim, different brachas depending on what wood, what type of ketores, what type of spices you're using. But the point is that there's a concept that you make a bracha on besamim. We do it every Matzah Shabbos when we take out the besamim. The Gemara said, Minayin, how do you know that you make a bracha on besamim? Said the Gemara, it's a pasuk. Minayin Shem Mevarchen al Arech. Rav said this. Shenema Koyla Neshom et Ahalol Koy. Zeu Dover. Shaneshom Nehenes Mimenu. Vein Aguf Nehenem Mimenu. Hevu Oimer. Zeh HaReach. Reach is Koyla Neshom et Ahalol Koy. It's something that the Neshom has anah from that the Guf doesn't have anah from. The Noi Debi Yehuda in the Tzlach. Right here, on this Gemara, asks a bombe kasha. He asks a very, very obvious kasha. And that is, the Gemara says, Minayin shem evarchen al reyach. Especially you make a bracha on reyach. The reason you make a bracha on reyach is the same reason you make a bracha before you eat. Why do you make a bracha before you eat? So the Gemara thought it was a pasuk, kodesh yiludim l'Hashem. And then what did the Gemara say? After further review, it's not a pasuk. It's a svaruhu. Asu v'adam sheyehaneh min ha'oivam hazeh. But why bracha? So freak the noy to be Yehuda. If asul adam sheyohanim in oilam hazeh b'loy bracha and reyach is ana, so avadi you make a bracha on reyach. Minayin shem evarchen al reyach shenem akoyl aneshama tahalol ka gishmaka gemara with a beautiful makor koyl aneshama tahalol ka ezu davar shaneshama nenem imenu. But freak the noy to be Yehuda. We went through this already in daf lamed ham and aleph. The Gemara thought we needed a pasuk to tell me a makor that birchas hanenin is obligated, and the words you don't need a pasuk for it because svaru. So why doesn't the svaru work here as well? It says the noyde be Yehuda a gishmak eteretz based on a gemara in mesechtes psachim daf chav vav amar aleph. This is a halach in hilchas meila. The gemara says koil umare v'reyach. So we know that you're not allowed to have hana, personal benefit, from anything that's kachim. Kachim Kadoshim, maybe not Kachim Kalim, but that's Masachtas Me'ilah. But a person not allowed to be Moyel. Me'ilah means when you have personal benefit from something that belongs to Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, even though you're not allowed to benefit from Hekdesh, but there's three exceptions to the rule. There are three things that are not considered Hana in the world of Me'ilah. Koil, Umara, Vereach, Ein Behem Mishum Me'ilah. Says the Rebbe Yehuda, if you smell Hekdesh, you're not a Moyel by Hekdesh. Koil umare v'reach min smell, ein behem yishom me'ilah. Says if that's the case, it's poshet that the svar of Asa la'adam, she'yahonu min ha'ilam azeb alei bracha, doesn't relate to this. You know why? Because the Gemara said, daf lamed heyam and aleph. Now what's the svar? After the Gemara mentioned the svar, so we had a few lines of Agadah to Gemara. Asa la'adam, she'yahonu min ha'ilam azeb alei bracha. V'chol anenem min ha'ilam azeb alei bracha, what did the Gemara say? Ma'al. It's considered me'ilah. Because la'shem ma'aretz mulaya. Just like a carbon belongs to Hashem, on a deeper level, everything belongs to Hashem. When you make a bracha, you somehow unlock that. And now, it's va'aretz nasal of ne'adam. But until you make a bracha, Hashem ma'aretz umlaya, and as a result, you're a mayel behektish. So zochtenay de b'yehuda, let's learn hilchas me'ilah. In me'ilah itself, you don't have me'ilah on reyach. Koyu ma'ar reyach, eim me'mishu me'ilah. So if there's no me'ilah, then there's no Hashem ma'aretz umlaya. That kol anen me'ayim mazab alay bracha, ma'al. And it's for that reason, says nenay de b'yehuda, that's why we need a different makar. So the svar of Asala Adam Shiyahana Mina Ilam Azebulai Bracha, that svar is not going to work for Reach, being that it's not going to work for Reach. The Gemara had come on to a new makar of Koila Neshama to Halakha. The question is, there's so many other forms of Hana that people have and they don't make a bracha. And the truth is, the Achrenim talk about it. There's a tremendous arichos why there's no Birchas Hanenim before Tashmish. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Migdalois and Simis Reish Mem has a famous arichos on this. The Achrenim talk about this very, very much by Rucha, but different forms of person takes a shower. There's different things you can do that are pleasurable where you don't make a Birchas Hanenim. And the question is, why not? I mean, here the Gemara focused on Minayin Shemivarch and Birchas Arech and need a bracha. Maybe this Gemara is a little bit of Mafteach for that. But the point is, this is the Noid of Yehuda. It's Yehuda that the Bnei Yisoschar and Isvarim, and he says this many, many times, that why is it that Reach is a Dover Shahan Sham Nana Mimeno? So Reach is something that the Neshama derives pleasure from. Why Dafka Reach? Why not any of the other senses? So the Bnei Yisoschar said, because Reach is the only one of the senses that didn't play a role in the Eitz Hadas. So when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, says the Bnei Yisoschar, if you go through the Psukim, all four out of the five senses played a role, but the reach never played a role. Sight. The pasuk says, "Vatereho isha ki toiva etz lemachol v'chi taiva hi le'inayim." The sight played a big role. The taiva came, she saw it. It looked very, very gishmak. Touch, right? The pasuk says, "Vatikach mi pirioy." Chazal say, "Kol amoysef gerer." Right? What did the nachash tell Chava? That Hashem said, "You can't touch it, and you can't eat it." Touch it. And she, the Nachash threw Chava on the eitz, she touches on all the others. You see, nothing happened from touching it. So nothing's going to happen if you eat it either. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Chav Ches that you see from there, Kol HaMoysef Geire, right? The Gemara brings another makar. Amasayim V'chetzi Arkoi. Masayim is 200. If you add an aleph, it's Amasayim. It's 2.5. It goes from 200 to 2.5. Kol HaMoysef, you add an aleph, it's Geire. You end up with us. But the Gemara says, how do you know Kol HaMoysef Geire? Says the Gemara, because you see that the Nachash, the whole tzari came from because he was Moysef. He said more than he was supposed to. But the point is, she clearly touched it. Taste. Vatikach mi piryoi vatoichal. Vatiten gambli isha imo vayoichal. They certainly ate it. Hearing, sound. The pasuk says, Hashem tells Adam, Ki shamato l'koy v'shtecho. You listened, you shouldn't have listened. Said Bnei Yisrascha, that the only one of the senses that are not mentioned in those psukim is smell. And being that the sense of smell didn't play any role in the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it was never nifgam. It was never nifgam, it's perfect. It's like Adam Arishon Koydem Achet. And it's for that reason that Hana goes on the Neshama level. That's a Dover Shah Neshama, and that's the Tifkeit in Koila Neshama Talakot. It's interesting, there's a tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. This is a famous tshuva in the context of Torah and science. That whole shmooze of, reconciling different Gemaras, and that this is a famous tshuva. It's in Chela Gimel, it's in Simen Chok. But it's interesting, the Shaila itself is actually relevant to today's daf. Again, this is an often quoted tshuva, because because of certain things that the Shulchan Aruch says in that Shuvah. But as it relates to the actual Shiloh, he was asked about someone that doesn't have the Chush HaReach, someone that can't smell. So what does he do Matzah Shabbos? Could he make a Bayer Minei B'Samim? He's making Avdol. Could he make a Bayer Minei B'Samim? Or could he not make a Bayer Minei B'Samim? So Pashat Halach is he can't, because if he can't smell, how can he make a Bayer Minei B'Samim? So the Shulchan Aruch in that Shuvah wants to tuayfa an unbelievable Chiddush. He wants to say that the Gemara says that Reach is a Dover Shanishoma Nanimimenu. The Ein Haguf Nehena Mimenu. It's a Dovash HaNeshama Nehena Mimenu. So it could be, even though this person doesn't feel it, his Guf doesn't feel it. Oh, but the Neshama feels it. And if the Neshama feels it, so even though the Guf is not Nehena, hey, he gets involved, right? The Lashon HaGemara is Ein Haguf Nehena Mimenu. So then he asks Akasha, he says, what do you mean? He says, people don't have pleasure from smelling it? I mean, Dovash HaNeshama Nehena Mimenu, that's very good. You have the Bnei Yisachar that we just explained a little bit. What about the second half of that equation? Ein Haguf Nehena Mimenu. So that's where he gets into. He says he spoke to doctors and professors. Aristotle gets quoted in that tshuva. It's a fascinating tshuva. It's short and fascinating. But the point is that this is what the shayla was. But the shayla was all predicated on this note. But on the topic of the Eitz Hadas. So we spoke about that a little bit earlier in the week. So just to come full circle and just to speak a drop more about it. And that is that we mentioned the machlokes in the Gemara. What was the chet of the Eitz Hadas? Again, why are we talking about the chet of the Eitz Hadas? Because the Heilige Bnei Yisachar said that the reason Reach is a hana that reaches the person on the neshama level is because it's the one of the five senses that didn't play any role. It didn't play any role in the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So we saw machloikis. What was the Eitz Hadas? Reb Meir said it was a geffen. It was a grape. Reb Nechemya said that it wasn't a grape. Reb Nechemya said it was a te'ena. It was a fig. Reb Yehuda said it was a chita. It was a stalk of bread. It was a stalk of wheat. The Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara right here. Not our Gemara, on the Gemara earlier, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph says as follows, Yodua, the divrei atanon bazeh, kula memes, the all memes. And the truth is, in some of the raid that we spoke about, it was obvious that the different shitas appear in different places, right? The Gemara says, Adam Arishayim, he did tshuva for 130 years, the hell is zarzei tein. So that only works according to the Nechemya shita. The Nechemya held it was a tein. The Magen Avraham brings from the Shlach Kodesh that says that women shouldn't drink Koshal Avdol Maitzoy Shabbos. That only works according to Reb Meir that it was a, that only works according to Reb Meir that it was a geffen. You know, when we make a bracha, so we make hamoitzi lechem in aretz. We make a bracha of amoitzi lechem in aretz. I found the Teres Chaim and Masech de Sanhedrin. This Gemara right here, where the Gemara brings the three shitas of what the Eitz Hadas was, is a Gemara in another place. It's a Gemara in Masech de Sanhedrin Dafayin as well. And the Teres Chaim, in his Pirish on Masech de Sanhedrin, asks, why is the nusach of the bracha amoitzi lechem min haaretz? Why is it lechem? You don't take lechem from the ground, you take chitim from the ground. Why is it amoitzi, right? We're learning the sugyas now, where we get into the nitty-gritty of this. So why is it amoitzi lechem in Aretz? It shouldn't be lechem. So he says, pshats like this, that the emes is, Rabbi Yehuda said, that what was the Eitz Hadas? It was a chita. So he says, how's it possible? We just quoted the pasuk a moment ago. Vatera ha'isha, ki toivo Eitz le'maychol, v'ki saiva hile'inayim. What, she saw a stalk of wheat, wow, I need this. And even though Hashem said, don't eat it, kenesh anhalte. V'ki tava hile'inayim. It was this unbelievable, phenomenal taiva that she had to have what? So if it's a grape, okay, it's a nice grape, a fig maybe. How do you understand that? It's the Teres Chaim's kasha. He says, how do you understand it? He said, but the pshat is pashat. Pshat is based on divrei chazal. The Gemara says, Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet didn't have to work. There was no Bezayas HaPecha Toich HaLechem. You see, today we have to work. So because of the Klala of Adam, so we see wheat, you have to take the wheat, you have to do all the Lamates Melachas, and then you have to grind, you have to bake it, and it breaks too much, it breaks too little. Adam Arishan, you know what grew on trees? Gluskais. He had bagels, it was Gishmak. He had a finished product. So being that Adam Arishan had a finished product, you know what Chava saw? She saw a bagel. That's what she saw. Oh, it was hot. It looked gishmak. And that's what she wanted. It wasn't a chita. That's what it was. Says the Teres Chaim, that there's a Mesoira in Brachos, that when we make a Birchas Hananim, we're not just acknowledging the Bracha that we're making right now, we go back to the first time that this Bracha was made, and that's what we're referring to. The first Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, says the Teres Chaim, was Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz. It wasn't Chita, it was a Lechem. It was Gluskais Yafes. And he says, I'll bring you a Raya, because one of the brachas that you make by Sheva brachas is V'hiskin Loi Mimenu Binyan Adeyad. So you're making the bracha of Chasa V'Kala, V'hiskin Loi Mimenu, what's Pashem Shah? V'hiskin Loi Mimenu Hashem took mimenu from Adam and made a binyan adayat. Chava came from Adam. Now, Chava came from Adam, but today, if you go to a chasana, the kala didn't come from the chasana. They just met a few months ago. So she didn't come from the chasana. So what's the hiskin loy mimenu binyan adayat? This is a birchas erisin, and you're mentioning the hiskin loy mimenu binyan adayat, says the Teres Chaim, because when you make a bracha, that's what you're referring back to. And it's fascinating, because in that piece, he goes on to explain the Gemara, where the Gemara was talking about moitzi versus hamoitzi, right? Is it the apik mashma? Are you referring more to what happened? Or are you referring to more what's going to be in the future? And the truth is, there was a lot of chatter on our Ha'aretz chat that a lot of people were bothered. Why can't hamoitzi lachem and aretz be in the present tense? Rashi maybe is a little mashma that way. Why can't it be in the present tense? Why does it have to be past tense or future tense? If when you make a moitzi lechem in the aretz, not the apik, right? I don't know. There's lechem in front of me. A moitzi lechem in the aretz. Why are we complicating this? Says the Teres Chaim, because it is complicated. Because when you make a brocha, you're not making a brocha on this. You're acknowledging the first bread, and that was the shaila. Is it the hamoitzi lechem in the aretz, the apik mashma, the first bread, the gluskois yofis, that adam arishin koydim achet? Or is it maybe more lahaba, the gluskois, that we're going to have loss of lavoi, where we're going to go back to the madrega of adam arishin koydim achet? But right now in the present tense, that's off the table. Ayin sham, it's a long piece where he goes into some of the nitty gritty of that gemara. Regardless, this is all Torah, if it was a chita. But so which one was that? It was a geffen, it was a tein, it was a chita. It's very fair if you go through chazal and you walk away a little confused with regards to what the bottom line is. This Ben Yoyada is very helpful, says the Ben Yoyada. Hine Yodua. The Divrei HaTanon Bazeh Kula Memes. They're all true. The Chol Hani Tlasu Hava Bechlau La'azor Shal Eitz Adas. The Ochal Mishloshtam V'chotab Achilosas. I don't know if it was one tree that had all three, or if it was three different trees, but says the Ben Yoyada, that you know what the Eitz Adas was? It was a Geffen, it was a Te'ena, and it was a chita, says the Ben Yoyada, v'lochein, shalosh regalim, shenema bahem, simcha shalachila v'shtila. We have three yomim toivim a year, where there's a mitzvah to eat, where there's a mitzvah to eat, and there's a mitzvah to drink. Basar and Yayin, heim tikkun avoin Adam Arishon. This is a tikkun for the chet of Adam Arishon, shahaya b'shloisha mina melo. Because Adam Arishon's chet was with three minim. Ubazeh yuvam b'siyate d'shmai remez apasik. Shalish regolam tochoig li bashana. Says the Ben Ishchai, tochoig is Rosh Hatevis, te'ena, chita, and geffen. Because the shalish regolam is a remez to the three minim that made up the Eitz Hadas, because elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, and that's why you'll find the Teres Chaim who says pshat, according to the mandam, chita, hamaitzi lechem in aretz. That's why you're going to find the Magen Avraham that's going to talk about geffen. That's why you have a gemara erev and yud ches on the base, where a meir himself said it, that it was zorzei te'enim. So which one was it? Was it te'enim? Was it chita? Was it geffen? It's all. It was shalish regolam tochoig li bashana, tochoig is Rosh Hatevis, te'ena. It's chita, it's geffen. Another thing that we spoke about this week was l'chaim, right? We spoke a little bit about l'chaim. So why are we talking about l'chaim? Because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And what caused Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Wine. What do you mean? Adam HaRishon got married, and at the wedding, they served wine. I mean that they served wedding at the wine. They served wine at the wedding. It was wedding at the wine. They served wine at the wedding. So Adam HaRishon, he drank, and he was inebriated, kaviyochel, and that led him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So it comes out, Adam HaRishon's chet of the Eitz Hadas started with wine. What happened as a result of the chet of the Eitz Hadas? Misa came into the world. So it comes out the cause of death was wine. So that's why till today, when a yidin cut together and they drink wine or brofen, what do they say? They say l'chaim. Yeah, another pshat for this. But they go ahead and they say l'chaim. So I was thinking that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph Amal. We just had this a few weeks ago. A very cryptic Gemara. So the Gemara over there says that even though there's an idea of being besimcha, but at the same time, v'gilu birada b'chol etzev yia moisar, you have to be a little careful. Says the Gemara a few examples of it. The Gemara says, Mar brei de ravina avad hilulu lebrei. My brother Ravina made a chasana for his son. Chazinu the Rabbanon to have a kabad chituva. He saw the Rabbanon, they were very happy. Aisu kasa the mukabas abime zuzi. So he brought a kais that was worth 400 zuzin. V'tover kamayo, he broke it. Batsiva, everybody got depressed. Taisu says, this is the makar for what we do. Rav Ashi avadi lulu lebrei. Rav Ashi made a chasana for his son. Chazinu the Rabbanon to have a kabad chituva. He saw the Rabbanon, also they were very happy. Aisu kasa the zugisa chivarta. He brought a very expensive glass. V'tover kamayo, batsiva. Omali Rabbanon Rav Nuna. Says the Rabbanon told Rav Nuna, zuti. Be'ilulad ma'ar brei Ravina, Lishla ma, zing a niggin. Amma Lohu says, you want a niggin? I'll sing a niggin. He said, Vailon de misnon. Vailon de misnon. Woe to us that we're going to die. Woe to us that we're going to die. This Gemara is very mysterious. So when we learned brachas lamed aleph lamed aleph, we set up shat from the chidah. Vaylon the missin kates raglif neakalu b'shamay b'sul. Either way you go, it's a problem. If you lie, it's a problem. If you go like b'shamay, it's a problem. So the Gemara says that said the chidah. That's pshat vaylon the missin. But I was thinking, what's the makar to misa in the world? Where did misa start from? Misa started from wine, but not just any wine. It started from wine at a chasana. So what do we do at a chasana? What did they used to say? We have to temper ourselves. You want to get excited, but at the same time, you have to remember, vaylon de misin, vaylon de misin. Now, what do you do if they bring out an extra glass of wine? So you're drinking wine, and now they bring out another bottle of wine. So you're supposed to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? Hatoiva meitiv. Hatoiva meitiv is also the fourth bracha. It's a longer version of it, but the bracha hatoiva meitiv is the fourth bracha of benching. Right, the fourth bracha of benching is It's the fourth bracha of benching. The chachamim were mesakin. The first three brachas of benching are day raisa. The fourth one's the rabban. When were the rabban mesakin the bracha of atoyva meitiv? It's a gemara that's coming up. We're going to see this soon. It says it was after churban beitar. So the haruge beitar, they were nitin lekfura, and there was a miracle that the bodies didn't smell, it didn't decompose. So it's for that reason the chachamim were mesakin the bracha of atoyva meitiv. Rabbi Kivegin Shulchan Aruch says that you want to know why you make the bracha of atoyva meitiv. You want to know why you make the bracha atoyva meitiv when they bring out an extra bottle of wine? Because wine can bring all the terrible things in the world. Wine caused death. That's this Das Kenan. Wine can cause terrible, terrible, terrible things. Schoik v'kalas roich brings a person l'idei aveira. So you're bringing out another bottle of wine. Not just wine. A glass of wine, memela. Make a hagofen. But now it's more wine. More wine, you need a shmir. So you know what bracha you make? Hatoyva meitiv. We remember churban beitar. You're sitting at a chasana. It's not just simcha. There's a simcha yisera. We're going to sing a song. You know what the song is? Hatoy v'ameitev. We sing the song, Vaylon de Misnin, Vaylon de Misnin.